Poems E through J. Edmund Spenser. And is there care in heaven? And is there love in heavenly spirits to these creatures base, that make compassion of their evils move? There is, else much more wretched were the case of men than beasts. But O, the exceeding grace of highest God, that loves his creatures so, and all his works with mercy doth embrace, that blessed angels he sends to and fro, to serve to wicked man, to serve his wicked foe. How oft do they their silver bowers leave, to come to succor versus that succor want? How oft do they with golden pinions cleave the flitting skies, like flying pursuant against foul fiends to aid versus militant? They for versus fight, they watch and duly ward, and their bright squadrons round about versus plant, and all for love, and nothing for reward. Oh, why should heavenly God to man have such regard? H. Ware. Oppression shall not always reign. There comes a brighter day, when freedom, burst from every chain, shall have triumphant way. Then right shall over might prevail, and truth, like hero armed in mail, shall hold eternal sway. Henry Vaughan. Peace. My soul, there is a country, afar beyond the stars, where stands a winged sentry, all skillful in the wars. There, above noise and danger, sweet peace sits, crowned with smiles, and one born in a manger commands the beauteous files. He is thy gracious friend, and, O my soul, awake, did in pure love descend to die here for thy sake. If thou canst get but thither, there grows the flower of peace, the rose that cannot wither, thy fortress and thy ease. Leave then thy foolish ranges, for none can thee secure but one who never changes, thy God, thy life, thy cure. George Herbert. Oh, who will give me tears? Come, all ye springs, ye clouds, and rain dwell in my eyes. My grief hath need of all the watery things that nature hath produced. Let every vein suck up a river to supply mine eyes, my weary weeping eyes, too dry for me, unless they set new conduits, new supplies to bear them out, and with my state agree. Gray. But knowledge to their eyes her ample page, rich with the spoils of time, did ne'er unroll. Chill penury repressed their noble rage, and froze the genial current of the soul. J.M. God that forgives. Though it's hell without, yet it's heaven within. To be at peace with God is to be at war with sin. In the midst of our trials, though the devil condemns, it's by grace we make haste, for he's a God that forgives. Path of Thorns. Though allured with petals of roses, and guided by innocent lips, the path of thorns always bites in the end, although in course it seems bliss. Shores of God's rivers. Don't be afraid when they say bye, neither be bitter. Just look to the grave, and know who's the victor. On the shores of God's river, this side the pearly gates, where eternal life reigns, and death has no quiver. Vanities. Desperation isn't always a face card, as memory doesn't always come to mind. With vanities uplifting souls, and courage not being might, the fool stays blind to truth, and the upright to hindsight. Yet further on down the road, faults find the light. John Milton. Paradise Regained. True image of the Father, weather throned. In the bosom of bliss and light of light, conceiving, or remote from heaven, enshrined. In fleshly tabernacle and human form, wandering the wilderness, whatever place, habit, or state, or motion, still expressing, the Son of God, with godlike force endued, against the attempter of thy Father's throne, and thief of paradise, him long of old, thou didst devil, and down from heaven cast, with all his army, now thou hast avenged, supplanted Adam, and by vanquishing temptation, hast regained lost paradise, and frustrated the conquest fraudulent, he never more henceforth will dare set foot in paradise to tempt, his snares are broke, for though that seat of earthly bliss be failed, a fairer paradise is founded now, for Adam and his chosen sons, whom thou, a Savior art, come down to reinstall. Where they shall dwell secure, when time shall be, of tempter and temptation without fear. But thou, infernal serpent, shalt not long rule in the clouds, like an autumnal star, or lightning thou shalt fall from heaven trod down under his feet, for proof, ever this thou feelest, thy wound, yet not thy last and deadliest wound. By this repulse received, and holdest in hell, no triumph, in all her gates of abaddon ruse, thy bold attempt, hereafter learn with awe, to dread the Son of God, he all unarmed, shall chase thee with the terror of his voice, from thy demoniac holds, possession foul, thee and thy legions, yelling they shall fly, and beg to hide them in a herd of swine, lest he command them down into the deep, bound, and to torment sent before their time. Hail, Son of the Most High, heir of both worlds, queller of Satan, on thy glorious work. Now enter, and begin to save mankind. Thus they the Son of God our Savior meek, sung victor, and, from heavenly feast refreshed, brought on his way with joy, he unobserved, home to his mother's house private returned. John Wilson. Oh, for a book and a shady nook, either indoors or out, with the green leaves whispering overhead, or the street cries all about, where I may read at all my ease, both of the new and old, for a jolly good book whereon to look is better to me than gold. Or to me than gold.